pass these out. Okay. I want everyone to have a copy of this. So we move on. This is the quote from DK that Lucy shared, and she had questions. She goes, what does this mean? Who is his co-workers? What does the reverse mean? She had all these questions, and I think she had inklings of what the answers were. I'm going to go ahead and dive into this now. DK says, this time the Christ will not come alone, for his co-workers will come with him. His experience and theirs will be the reverse of the previous one. For this time every eye shall see him, and every ear will hear him, and every mind will pass judgment upon him. Okay. Warning label and what's that other label called?
Disclaimer.
How did JJ put it yesterday? I received this, but it might be 100% wrong. This is going to take soul contact, whatever, any other method will not work. This is a soul contact situation. You know, yellow light splashing right now. John 14:12. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go unto the Father. Every Christian religion and every denomination of that Christian religion claims that it's going to be them that does this. Okay? And they keep watching the log, the secret, and they keep believing really, really hard, trying to make this happen for them. Okay? The only thing that comes from that is healings. Okay? So I'm not going to talk about healings. Christ did a lot of healings, physical healings. These things I've done, you will do also, and greater works than these you will do.
This is where faith comes in. We have to believe. We have to know.
Who is his co-workers?
Who are?
And JJ said several times that because of Atlantis and because of looky-loos, people who kick the tires and get fascinated and enamored by miracles, that the Christ is not going to do miracles this time. So, what was the result of last time? Okay, well, so the end, we see what the result was. The result was that they began to worship him. And in their belief system, their belief systems became a belief system where he was a god and they aren't. And they can't be like him and never can be. They're broken and can't be fixed. And they have to beg for forgiveness and beg for mercy to one day be associated with him again. Okay, so that was the end result of that first experience. And that's because of the Dark Brothers. They took it and switched it around.
Well, and then it also got him. It also got him killed.
Yes.
And everything went wrong.
Everything went wrong. But what he was trying to accomplish, he performed miracles, and then the miracles themselves were used. By the Dark Brothers to bring about the wrong result. So we have at least 2.5 billion people today worshiping him, believing that they can never be like him. They don't believe they're co-equal. They believe they, even Mormons have a hard time believing that they'll ever be like him when they're told that they're co-equal to him. And but what did he do besides heal people? I'll help you out. One time he was on a boat, okay? And the sea, the sea was tumultuous, okay? And on the boat with him was his apostles, and a lot of those apostles were fishermen. And the fishermen lived in the sea, so they knew when they shouldn't be in the sea. So here's a red flag. When the fishermen of that time were in that size of a boat, and they thought they were going to die, then they knew they shouldn't be on the sea because the waves were too big and vicious. So they thought they were going to die. And the Christ was sleeping. And they we probably shouldn't disturb him. And then they woke him up. Okay? He calmed the entire sea. The sea went from being something that would sink the boats of that time to within a second, split personality, okay? Remember that? To within the next second, being a sea of glass. Greater things than I have done, you will do. So all of the groups or religions that are claiming that it's them that are going to do these things, I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that. An entire sea raging, and then being turned calmed down to a sea of glass. Haven't seen that. I see fake healings, and I see healings that probably can be mostly explained by placebo effect and so forth, but I haven't seen that. Michael, you had one.
Yeah, one of the things that he did was he anchored love on the planet, and had never been, the love of God had never been anchored before, and that's what he did. So that was probably the biggest thing. You don't hear about love in the Old Testament, not to the level that he spoke of it. And I think DK talks about how Paul kind of screwed things up in that he took the atonement and made it a blood sacrifice and reverted back to the scapegoat, that whole thing. But Jesus didn't talk about that. He talked about it one with God.
Okay.
I think that's where, for me, that's where it got.
And
we want to atonement instead of at one. But that divine love, I think, was probably the biggest and most important thing that he did, was anchor that.
There's a portal, and it, my papers keep disappearing up here. Oh, I got it. Okay, and greater things than these we will do. That's not the paper. And I don't know where my papers go. Anyway, never mind. The
what does it say on it? I could look for it.
Yeah, I'm going on. The so we move on back to this. this time the Christ will not come alone. His co-workers will come with him. His experience and theirs will be reversed. What I'm going to propose is that because it turned out the way it did before, it needs to turn out differently. And the way that that will happen is that this time his co-workers will perform the miracles, not him. Leaving the people not to be enamored and start worshiping him, but to go, okay, regular people are doing this, okay? But they will still become enamored, and they will come, because that's what we do. We will say, well, they're special. I'm not like them. They're special. There's a reason why they're doing them, and none of the rest of us can do them. But then when the molecule splits and now there's two molecules doing it, it's going to be harder to explain, use that excuse. And then when those two molecules become four, it'll become more difficult to excuse, and so on. But greater, you know, I seen in that first revelation I got, there was that one point where, and I had difficulty describing what I saw and what I was receiving. And he was saying, he kept saying, no greater. And I couldn't comprehend the greater than. And then I saw Adam and Marnie holding hands and walking down the hallways of a children's hospital. And in the wake of them walking slowly was an energy. And the energy healed all the children. The children without limbs, the burn victims, all deformities. And then I said, that's greater than. And but then I, you know, in this last one, in the spring, I said, you know, that's when I understood something else. It is going to be very difficult when Adam partners, a man and a woman, do something of this magnitude. And then, I'm not picking on anyone, but then the Muslim men have to explain to their wives that they're still not necessary, okay? And they're not relevant in the process of spiritual stuff. It is going to be difficult for that to take place, okay? Because the women who are being told that and treated that way are going to say, wait a minute, there's the Christ and the people who surround him and are following him. The women are just as important as the men in the spiritual process of things. And one thing after another is going to happen. And they're not going to be of a small magnitude. They're going to be greater things than this. I'll tell you another thing that Christ did. He fought with Satan. And he won. A quick note on this. And then I'll end. We're going to seal the door where evil dwells. Mythos is the Greek word for when rumors start about an individual or a group, and that group finds out about the rumors, and the rumors are bigger than what the individual is really doing. But the individual says, hey, those rumors are working in my favor, so I'm not going to say anything. And they let the rumors grow, and then they grow into mythic proportions, and it works in their favor. So the movie, what is the name of that movie?
Keep talking about what I'm really thinking.
Adam has mentioned this before, the movie.
What's it about?
It's about
Lebowski.
Huh?
The Big Lebowski.
Describe the movie.
Kevin Spacey's in it.
Ghost.
And he's a mobster.
Kaiser Soze.
What's
the name of it? But it's called Usual Suspects.
Unusual Suspects. So this demonstrates mythos. Okay? His reputation proceeds. No one even knew who he was. They couldn't recognize him. But he let the rumors and myths of how horrible and powerful and terrible he was grow in different parts of the world, to the point that everyone feared him, to the point that no one wanted to deal with him. And he let that work in his favor. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is what the Dark Brothers have done. since the very beginning. And the dark brothers. Yeah. They have let us, they have let our minds create the majority of the fear that we have towards that. We are the ones that create the fear and have the horrible nightmares that they are so powerful. Here's the reality. Closing the door where evil dwells is teaching and opening the eyes of the people of this world. And one by one, there's 8 billion people on this planet. And so it seems like a monumental task. And if people are honest about this, okay, because what it comes down to is one by one, we have to teach this process. And then that person has to do this and experience this. And then their eyes are open, okay? And then we have to start on the next one and just do it 8 billion times. Not a big deal. And then the door to evil is sealed, okay? However, when atoms are out there doing things on a magnitude that they'll be doing them, then you're going to have audiences that are bigger than just one person at a time. And they're going to be more open. They're going to be more attentive students to this process. And again, there's a lot of teachings between DK and JJ. And again, DK and JJ are the ones who have just brought them back now. These are the timeless teachings. They're eternal teachings that have been brought by all the masters over all times. When they leave, they get distorted and turned around. They are only the recent ones that have brought them back, and now they're in their pure form. But this is the starting point. You get this down, everything else follows. You teach someone these things, everything else follows in time. And the myths about how powerful Satan is and how his army, and it's always so scary for people to think about that. You've got to remember that, and JJ brought this up the other day, all the powers of heaven and earth flow through the Christ, and there is no difference between the Christ and us. JJ said many times, all the powers in heaven and earth flow through us. And guess who all the powers in heaven and earth don't flow through? The Dark Brothers. Because they got to a certain point and then they rejected the truth, their connection with their soul got severed. And so all the powers of heaven and earth do not flow through them. Which leaves the potential that anyone with this knowledge is more powerful than all of them. Okay? If you have the faith, okay, that Elijah was teaching in the school of prophets back then and demonstrating, if you take the time and go through the process and build that faith within you, any one of us can demonstrate that faith, and it is more powerful than all of them put together at any given moment in time. Sealing the door where evil dwells is not a monumental task. We can start to believe that now. We can start to believe that this is a process that we can do and that we can get it done before we die.
We can also do it in ourselves. It occurred to me recently that I can seal the door where my evil dwells by not having those thoughts, by not keeping those thoughts, by not allowing the untrue to be true in me. I can seal my door where my evil dwells.
Okay. and just dealing with our own demons is tough enough. Mm-hmm. When we start thinking about the overall army of darkness, it gets overwhelming. And I'm just telling you, this chessboard right here, here's the process. I know you're falling asleep, guys. I've got one more minute. You look at this chessboard. The majority of the world does not know they're in a chess game. Okay? They do not know they're in a chess game, and they do not know who the opposition is, and we do. The rules of the game are principles. The majority of the world do not know that, and they do not know how to install the principles into their belief system so they become a functioning part of their life. We do. Okay? Once we do that, we know how to play the game. And when we know how to play the game, all the powers of heaven and earth are flowing through us, and it is not flowing through our opponent. This is not an undoable thing. We can do this, and we can win. And
well, the dark forces only have the power that we give them by our recognition. And like anything else, when we take our attention off of them, we give them no power.
Every time someone starts doing this, the Dark Brothers get their power in a vampiric fashion by sucking someone into illusion, okay, and then sucking their power from that person into them. That's how they get their power. Every time we turn someone into this process here, the power stops going to the Dark Brothers and going to that person. They become weaker with every person that starts doing this. Okay?
Scott, to add to that real quick, a couple we visited with last night that we left you guys with, and I see that you didn't have any fun without us, but that's okay. This couple, their religion was politics. They weren't atheists, but they're the last people you would think of it in our social circle that would go to church. We were having a discussion last night, and they said they're getting so freaked out by what's going on in the world that they feel a satanic influence that they decided to start going to church. And I was absolutely shocked. And I'm wondering if you're saying that these Dark Brothers will twist people into some kind of a situation where they give away their power so that the Dark Brothers can take over even more. I'm wondering if that's what's happening, that some people are going to start going to church more and falling under this influence or this illusion that they need the church to save them from these forces. Or if it's a good thing that people are starting to turn into more of a spiritual outlook. So I'm not sure.
Okay, and I appreciate that. But in just a nutshell, here's what I'm saying. We are learning how to play the game, and they're in trouble. Okay, a storm's coming, and we're the storm, and they're not gonna make it through the storm. Okay, because we're finding out ignorance is what is creating the mythos, the fear in us that we won't even consider. They've never been challenged. Okay, all the great generals and all the great warriors of past watch their opponents on the battlefield, and they will sacrifice battalions of men to watch how their opponents fight and learn their strategies. They'll sacrifice tens of thousands of men to find out how their opponents fight. We know that. JJ knows that. He knows how we know how they fight. Okay, and we know they have no power, and that we do. We're learning how to play the game. And it's not going to be long before we play it better than them. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, stop being scared. We're about to open a can of whoop ass. All right, I know that's not really proper. All right, I'm done.